Don't think for a minute that the desert rat, that's the old timer, hasn't a keen sense of humor and great showmanship. Death Valley Scotty stayed on the front page, the center of the stage, for a period of 50 years. And the only other person I know that was able in my lifetime to do that was George Bernard Shaw. You can wrap Teddy Roosevelt up in about 25 years, Will Rogers in about 20, and all our great, great Westerners came and went. Scotty was right there on front page for 50 years. In a desolate canyon, over 100 miles from a railroad or a town, utter desert all around, in Death Valley, the hottest, driest spot in America. Out of these scorched mountains, squeezed by the weight of them, leaks a little magic brook. Here Scotty dreamed of a castle and said to himself, "This is the place." Here where it was so still, why, that whisper sounded so loud it just had to be. To me, Scotty was a P.T. Barnum, a Don Quixote, a Rip Van Winkle all in one. Today, you can visit the castle. It's a mad dream come true, and you will find, as I did, that Scotty is there, everywhere. You can walk right into his dreams. The good folks at the castle know all of this. His dogs do, too. And a sweet lady dweller, after I had looked at a new batch of kittens, told me this for sure. She says Scotty loves that little strangely spotted one. And you know, somehow, I was sure of it. Your editor hopes someday to sleep the night in Scotty's bed, to look up at the pictures of Buffalo Bill, Pawnee Bill, Annie Oakley, Will Rogers, then put his head on Scotty's pillow and try to redream some of those old showmen's million-dollar dreams. Any red-blooded man in the West can tell you how to get to Death Valley. Yes, they have accommodations at Scotty's castle year-round.